Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Chav Dalet, and let's talk a little bit about the topic of Panim Chadashos, not the classic case of Panim Chadashos of Sheva Brachos, Panim Chadashos Bo Lakan, the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, but Panim Chadashos as it's used elsewhere by the Gemara, which is used in a Melitza type of way, not a literal type of way, but it basically means a new status. So where does that come up here in Erev and Daf Chav Dalet and Aleph, and we'll see many other places where poskim use this term. So the Gemara here is talking about Karpef, as the last year we had also a Karpef, a large non-residential area that was not hukaf ledira. Amar Vdachon Amar Shmuel Karpef Yosem Beis Hashem Shel Hukaf Ledira, very large Karpef, very large non-residential area. It wasn't surrounded and enclosed for residential purposes. So there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to carry in there and to matter the area, unless you do something. So you have to be misakin the karpef. So Kesa Duosa, how are you misakin the karpef? So you have to break down the wall in order to rebuild the wall l'shem residence. So what do? Kesa Duosa, paros bepirtsa, so you have to break down a part of the wall, a section of the wall that will be considered a break. If I break a little area of the wall, that's not called broken. So paros bepirtsa yosem yaser, if I break a part of the wall, so now there is a space of more than 10 amos, the godro, and then I reclose it, uma amidu al eser, umutter, and then it's mutter, because now it is as if I just put up this wall in order to carry in there. The poskim talk about, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you could also be misakim with the Tzuras of Pesach, you don't need actual binyan. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Ibailu Parats Amma Vagadar Amma. What if I broke down one Amma of the wall and then I fixed it? Vagadar Amma. I don't want to have such a big area, big open space. So I break it little by little. Uparats Amma Vagadar Amma. Ah, Jishlimu Liosim Yasser. I keep breaking a little bit and then fixing it and closing it until cumulatively I have broken down more than 10 Amma section of the wall, but it was never open at the same time. There was never a more than 10 Amma section that was open. It was just little by little. So Ma'u, what's the halacha there? Do we say that it's kielu, more than 10 amos of the wall now is new from what it was? Or do I say, no, it's never had a pirtza, yoser meyeser? So Amalei, so that was a question that was asked, so he answers, Amalei, lav hainu ditzan, didn't we learn that in a Mishnah, imeseches kelim and perek yudzayin, kol bali batim, kol kli bali batim, shir and kerimonim, or kelim of bali batim, or kelim of personal usage. The shir for a hole is a rimon. If the hole is big enough that a pomegranate will fall out, so then we say that it is not makabel tumah because it loses its shame kli. That is the Mishnah, and then commenting on the Mishnah, that's in Perek Yud Zayin of Maseches Kelim. Uboy Chizkiah, Nikiv Kamotzi Zayis. What if it had a small hole, only enough for an aleph to fall out? V'satma v'chazar v'nikiv Kamotzi Zayis. And you closed it up and you fixed it. They got another hole, Kamotzi Zayis. They got another hole. And each time you fixed it, until finally the amount that if you would take all the holes all together, it would be the size of a Motzi Rimon, but you never have that actually. So do we say that it's Ki'ilu, it was it had a hole of a motzi rimon, and therefore it's not makabel tum, or not, each time you closed it. V'yomali Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered, Rabbi Shanita Lanu. Well, there's another Mishnah in Kalim that answers this. You had a question about Karpaves. You try to bring her Araya, and you had a question about the Kalim of motzi rimon, but the final Raya, the final source, which will now shed light on the others, is the case of sandal. Sandal, Shnevska, Chazmi Aznav. If you have a sandal that one of the straps of the sandal got ripped off at Tikna, and the sandal was Tameh, and you were Misaki, and it's Tameh Medrus, it's still Tameh Medrus. If the sandal was worn by a Zav, the Zav walked with the shoe, so it's Tameh Medrus, because it was never lost its status of a sandal. Nifzika Shnia, Vitikna, Tarm and Emedges. What if now, after you fix the first one, the second one ripped? So had both of them been ripped at the same time, so then it would be a totally new shoe, it would be unusable, and therefore not being a makabel tuma. Here you fix the first one in the middle. So do we say that changes ki'ilu, that do we say once the second one breaks, it's ki'ilu, both of them have broken, and therefore it's tar, or no? So Gemara says, yeah, the former tarm and Emedges, so now no longer is it tummy medrus, which it became tummy before the first one ripped off. Aval tummy maga medrus. it's tame, it's kilu, this item touched something that was medrash, because it itself was medrash. Why do we say when the first strap ripped off, it is does not lose its status of Kabbalah's Tuma, because the second one is still there. When the second one rips off, or Hakamiskana Rishona, the first one was fixed. So either way, you never have a time when both of them are gone. And you said, no, but now you can look at it as Panam Chadash is a new status, because if both of those would have happened at the same time, or you can look at it as if this is a totally new shoe, because now you have two new straps. So therefore, it's not Makabal Tomas. So we say the same thing by the Kalim of the Motzi Rimonim. Hachanami, Panam Chadash is Baalakan. We say, Panam Chadashos Baalakan, and therefore the Kli is as if it is a new Kli. So the Gemara is saying that here too, if you apparate Yosem Yasser little by little, so then Lechora it would be Mutter, and that is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Eruv. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Shin Nun Ches. He quotes this possibility of making the Pirtza more than 10. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'imparetz ama ugedara v'chazar uparetz ama eitzel mashegadar v'chazar va'asak in ashe shlima lasara." That'd be all together until you were mashlim. So then, mutter, it is mutter. Mishnah Berura, v'lo amrinan, quoting from our sugya, "Kivan de laparetz asara b'bas achas v'lo gad b'bas achas lo avi hekav l'shem dira." No, elakivan de hashtami avi achidush shel hekif yoser meyaser chashiv hekif l'shem dira. So that is considered hekif l'shem dira. Good. This is the background to the sugya here of Panim Chadashos. The Sfasemis notes that even if you broke a little and then fixed and then broke 10 amos, it's also a suffix, because without the tikkun, it would be more than 10 amos. So the Sfasemis just has that hara, you would have the same suffix in that case. Also, the word of the Achronim notes, if you broke it in increments of less than 3 tfachim, that also might not work, that because then you say lavud is kilu, it was never broken. That's the mincha zikaron. And ma'isa piritz of pachos begimol tfachim v'satma v'chazer uparitz pachos begimol tfachim v'satma ad she bein hakol haya yosem yaser v'zeh vaday she'ein omrim shem itztar from kol hapiritzos liyosem yud v'shem she'av kodem she'sozom ez hapiritza ha'isi skura midin lavud, it was never considered broken. Right, that's taking a stand on lavud and on our sugya. It's interesting lumdus about this question. Why would you say that was the Gemara Safek? Why would you say that you look at it all together, and why not? Lamaisa, there was never a pirtza more than 10. Lamaisa, there was never a sandal without straps. Lamaisa, there was never a hole that was so big. So on the one end, you might say, nothing has changed, because you fixed it each time. But on the other hand, you say, no, it's if you look at it cumulatively, if you look at it all together, so then you could look at the past. Again, so how do you formulate this suffix, right? Is it a question about defining the chefza? Do we look at the present? Do we look at the aggregate past, right? Do we focus on the result? Do we focus on the process, right? Do we see a whole item? Do we look at the different parts of the item? Different ways of formulating the suffix. There's an interesting machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. Rambam and Ravid regarding the Kalim one of Motzi Rimon. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Kalim, Kol Kli Shenitma V'Nishbar Achar Shenitma, any Kli that became Tame and then was broken after it became Tame, V'Nifsada Tzuraso, and its Tzura was lost, V'Tashmisho Tohar B'Shviraso. The Rambam said if it lost its Tzura and its Tashmish, Tohar b'shviraso. V'chein kelim shenishbruk shein tohorim b'shivrei me'makam l'tuma. And even a kli that became broken when it was tohar, so their shivreim are not makabel tuma. And then the Rambam continues, quoting the Mishnayos from Meseches Kelim. V'kam ashir ha-shever shi'yishaver kli etzo kli etzem v'yetar. How big does the shever have to be in order to become tar? So kol kli bali batim shirim b'rimonim. As we just said, a kli balabayis, the shir is a rimon. Keitzad mishinachev ha-kli b'motzi rimon tar. Once a rimon could fall out, that's as big of a hole it is tar. V'arim ha-shamar beinoni logodav al-katan ufi daito shara. A medium type of rimon. The yu b'kli shlosh rimonim achuzim zebozeh. Nikev ha-kli b'motzi zayis. v'satmo, v'chazer v'nika b'motzi zayis v'satmo, our Gemara, ad she'eshlimo l'motzi rimon, ava bishu sasam, tohor, shaharei nasu lo, panim chadashos. The Rambam quotes our Gemara, right? If you combine all of the holes in order to make it a motzi rimon, so then that is tohor, because panim chadashos, bo lakan. But then the Rambam, and the Rambam argues on that, But we'll do the next Ravid. It says the Rabbam in the next halacha, Perek Vav halacha Gimel. Kelim sha'asuyin mitchila nekuvim b'motzi rimon. What if you have very large baskets that's meant to hold very large items, and there are holes me'ikara b'motzi rimon? Kegon asal va'pochlet shel gemalim va'pifiyaros. So in that case, hare'ilu makamlin tuma achikra ruban. Those are makabal tuma. That's made to be like that. So therefore, it is makabal tuma. It has a shame kli achikra ruban until most of it is ripped. That is the shita of the Rambam, how he understands a certain Mishnah, as the Kesef Mishnah explains. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? It has big holes. Amar Avram, zos lo matzasi. I have a different shot of the Mishnah. So machlokas Rambam Ravid. If you have a kli that's made with large holes to start with, so is it makabel tumah or not? The Rambam says it is makabel tumah. The Ravid says it is not makabel tumah. The Rambam says it's made like this, so it's not going to be makabel tumah. It's similar. It reminds us a little bit of the achronim that argue on Rav Moshe's chiddush. Rav Moshe, who has the chiddush against using plastic cups for Kiddush, because Rav Moshe says it's a shever kli. It says you're going to throw it out afterwards. So how could you use this? It doesn't have chashivus. It's like shever. He quotes from the Gemara in the Tosfos and Brachos and Davnun that you can't use it. Chai excludes shavur, and other achronim say no. Resist Eliezer, it's made to be a kli like this. It's made to be used like this. That's not broken. There's nothing wrong with it. It's made like this. How can you say that there's something wrong with it? And therefore, asur lekach. That is why many achronim, many poskim say it is okay. Again, we've discussed that remotion in the past. Maybe remotion only meant the real flimsy that once you use it once, it totally disintegrates, not the harder plastic. Okay, but either way, that's a similar idea. What's the nekudas machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about this state? So there is a Reb Chaim that's quoted by a number of the achronim in Shiurei Reb Yechiel Michel on Meseches Kelim. He quotes from Reb Chaim. That there are two ideas in Kalim. Two ideas in Kalim. There's the formal Tsuras HaKli, that when the Kli is made, and then there's what you might call the Kli Maisa. It's the usage ability of the Kli. She shnei dinim b'kli b'chdei l'kabel tumah. She yilo shem Kli, dainu Tsuras HaKli. Number two, she a Kli Maisa. She yu ro'i l'shimush. That's be ro'i l'shimush. Those are two ideas, right? Practical usage ability. So, part one. Part two, if a kli is nakuv kemotzi rimon, it loses its tsuras hakli. Part one. So no longer a kli, it has this whole huge hole in it. And that's normally when a kli is nakuv like that. If one has a smaller kli, the Mishnayos talk about, what if it has a smaller kli, and it becomes not usable even with a smaller break, less than motzi rimon. So then it loses its kli maisa element. It uses this kli tashmish element, even though it could still have tsuras hakli. Tsuras hakli maybe is, no matter what type of kli it is, if it's not a knockoff kemotzi rimon, it's still going to have tsuras hakli. But it's not going to have kli maisa, kli tashmish part of it, because it has lost its tashmish element. The Rambam and the Ravid might be discussing the opposite case. It never really had a formal tsuras hakli, because it was made with these huge holes in it, right? The emotzi rimon. But it is usable for whatever purpose it was made for. It had the kli maisa element and not the kli tashmish element. The question is that good enough to give it a shame kli? That's the question. And the Ravid says no. The Rambam says yes. If it has that, then it is usable. And maybe it's even meduyik in the Rambam that I just read before. The Rambam in the first halacha there says that a kli is not makabel tumah if it loses tsuraso v'tashmisho. The Rambam says both. Again, called kli shenitma v'nishbar achar shenitma v'nifda tsuraso v'tashmisho tar b'shviraso. So maybe that's meduyek. If you still have either one, even if you only have tashmish and not tsura, so then it would be okay. And maybe a source that works with this Rav Chaim is there's a Tosfos HaRosh in Maseches Sota. Tosfos HaRosh in Sota and Daf Chaf Tesem Beis quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam that if there is a kli that gets a hole in it, and it becomes tahar, you still have to wait for Harif Shemesh. still have to wait for Harav Shemesh, it's not tar right away. If it's still roy for a usage, a kli cheretz shenishbar, kegon shenaka b'motzi mashke, shetar milatame, v'tzarech harif shemesh latruma, v'chein kol shar kli, shenitar b'shviraso, any kli that becomes tar because it broke, v'yadayin roy l'malacha, kegon beged shenikra v'shir b'okte ma'afores, d'tahar, v'tzarech harif shemesh latruma, it still needs harif shemesh, even though it was nishbar, and it's no longer roy for its original purpose, it's roy for a different purpose, and we say it's tar if it was tameh. We say it's tar, but you have to wait till the till harif shemesh. Why we have to wait till harif shemesh? It's tar, it's tar. It became, it's not makabel tur anymore. Maybe the answer is it lost its clay maisa status, but it didn't lose its suras akli status. And if it still has its suras akli status, so maybe that's why you still have to wait for harif shemesh. The Tosa Rosh does add though, but you don't say the opposite. If a kli is nishbar and is tar, it has to wait for harif shemesh. But what if it broke and you fixed it? You fixed it. You put it into the kiln. V'im tikshi l'chamizeh. It says in the first parak of Shabbos that right, if you fix it, it wouldn't require to wait. V'yishloma d'shani hasam shenishru v'chazav arischan v'asan kein kelim chadashim upanim chadashos bo l'kan kidam rinan gabi sandal. Like our case, if you fixed it into something else, that's panim chadashos. If it just broke and it's what the question is, what's remaining? So then you need harif shemesh. Alam nishbru v'ruyin k'zas l'malacha v'lo chazav arischan tzrichin harif shemesh. Maybe that fits in with that Reb Chaim. There are other usages of this principle of panim chadashos bo'olakan in the poskim. The Radvaz has a number of tshuvas where he uses panim chadashos. He has one where he talks about somebody bought a house and there were movement in the house. Is there an automatic mechatos of the sale? So that's one tshuva he has in Aleph Simon Shin Beis. Let me just find the Radvaz, wrong volume. In Aleph Shin Beis, the Radvaz discusses this, and he says, well, it depends what type of mum we're talking about in the building. Avalim heim b'gufa karka k'gon shenira kosel shalem v'nimsa ra'ua o kosel shenira shel sid v'nimsa shel tid. It's totally wrong. There's a hole in the structure, shetzorach lister l'chadesh, and you're going to have to knock down the wall and rebuild it. Panam chadashos bo l'kam v'achalifin b'telim. It's panam chadashos, and therefore this is not the house that you sold, and therefore it's going to be a problem. He uses panim chadashos there. Or the Radvaz also in Chelek Dalet Simen Chav Gimel, he talks about Tuma. Talks about Tuma here, She'ela. He says, the Kaimala Tavas Adam Tameh Avishal Behema Tahora, the ring of an Adam is Tameh. Mekabal Tuma, the ring of an animal is Tar. The Tabas Adam She'nitmeis Fa'asa Shal Behema Lo Yatsas Midei Tumasa. If you take of a ring of a person and it becomes Tameh and you make it into the ring of an animal, it didn't leave its Tuma. V'ilu Gabi Sadin She'haya Tameh, but if you have a carpet that was Tameh, Tumas Medrus, Va'asa Oso V'ilu, and you made it into a curtain, Tar Mi Tumas Medrus. V'yav Bish Lo'asa Boshim Maisa. What's the difference between a ring that you take from a person and give it to an animal that does not lose its Kabbalah's Tumah, and a carpet that you make into a curtain, it automatically does lose its Tumah. Tshuva, Dover Zemavuar, says the Radvaz. The Sadin Meikara Sadin Fahashta Vilom. By the Sadin, you moved it, you changed it, Nishtana Shema Etzem. Upanam Chadashos Bo'olakan. That's Panam Chadashos, now that it's a curtain. Aval Hasa Meikara Tabas Vashanami Tabas. Mikre Velo Nishtana Ela Shame Levi, and therefore it's no difference. Again, Panam Chadashos Bo'olakan being used. Rav Moshe Feinstein uses this principle of Panam Chadashos in a tshuva where he has Chelek Aleph, Simon Memtes, and Arachayim. Are you allowed to make a church into a shul? From 1952, Taz Cheshvan. So, B'dvar Beis Tifla Shel Notzrim, Katolim, Catholic, Shenechra V'Aydei Sreifa, Zeyotem Yichafav Shana. It was at a fire for more than 26 years ago. V'yacharkach tiknu osal beit sefer. Then they made it into a school. V'lefnei gibel shanim nechrav odapam. And then before 3 years ago, it also went into disuse. V'nishiru rak hakoslim, and now only the walls are left. V'tzarkav latakin hakoslim shein ruyim kavoshein. They also had to fix the walls. V'chein binyan shayas samach nechrav gamu. The next building also was dilapidated. V'lo nikar shav shum davar minyani avodah zara. And it's not recognizable as a church anymore. Could you fix up this area to make it into a Beis HaKnesses? Says Rav Moshe, Inei Be'etza Mashenogu Bepo America, La Asosbi Beis Tifla Shalom Beis HaKnesses. Often you find this phenomenon. Kasher Re'isi Barbi Bata Knesios, Vu Machma Shesomchen Ala Magan Avram B'Shem Ara'im, you find the Magan Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it, the Minhag is all of Mahakel. Ein Daiti Noche Bazeh, I'm not so happy. The Pashat Shemoz Ela Mitzvah, isn't it disgusting? V'chein Mevar Shem Ebir Alacha, She'be'ilu Shemidu Shem Elilem, Yish Lesser, if there was idols in there, V'lachein, Ashlo Basi Lesser, Aseilu Bata Knesios, Shekvar Nasu Abir Aros Chachamim, I'm not saying any shuls that were made like this, is a problem. The gam bchal b'diavad ain less or imkain efshar sha'acharei shotziuk far hotzah gedola. After you spend a lot of money, but asula beis haknesses nechshav k'diavad gam l'spala bolachad chila acharkach. It's still the b'diavad situation, so you could daven there, no problem. Aval kol panim mi pi lo teitzi heter lazeh. But I didn't give this heter if you just moving right into shul. Aval, but in our case, says Rav Moshe, b'uv the zushik far nechrav v'yafakos lemanisharim lo yishar k'moshin. It would be panim chadashos, because it's so dilapidated, it's falling apart, and therefore this would be totally new when you fix it, and therefore it would be okay and mutter. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Avadia has a few tshuvas where he talks about these cases, this principle also. I'll just read you one. Rav Avadia in Chavadas, Chelik Alef Simen Memhei, talks about, fascinating, whether you're allowed to listen to music, Bezman Hazeh. Right, we know that the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, has, because of the Chorban, maybe you can't listen to music, because it's, Avelus. So he has a question. Haimish hetra pialacha l'mashanogim ha'kayom l'shmoa derech ha'radio. Shir ma'malavim b'klei negina. You listen to the radio. O yesh bazeh iser midivrei sofer mishum zecha l'chumran beis ha'migdash. So he goes through the whole sugya, and towards the end, he quotes from the Chelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breish, yesh svara gadola l'hatir. Since b'shosha gazru l'esar ha'zemar lohaya radio ba'olam v'lochala v'gzeira. The Xera wasn't chal on the radio, it was something new. And even though musical instruments that were created after the Xera's Chazal are also included, still. They're not there. Wow. Like panim chadashos, not bechal agzera, and therefore it would be okay. But he has other tshuvas about this, but we'll leave it for now. Panim chadashos when it comes to objects and situations.